Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Good morning. How y'all doing in the cafe? Are you ready for some hot and steamy conversation this morning? What you drinking on? What you sipping on? Caramel macchiato. That's my favorite beverage right there. That's how I get my day started. Hot and steamy.
My mother and I had a fantastic relationship.
This is Stephen, and I just wanted to share.
You should always be in a place where you're celebrated. Life is too short to stay somewhere and tolerate.
If you cannot help a person, don't hurt them, especially the one.
Stories just whole essences that bring out the best in other people.
Something that touches other people, and that's what your show does. It's not just conversation as you started. It actually has a purpose.
Chilling with me. What up? I usually always do this segment for all the newcomers. I usually always do a segment. I tell you something really crazy or really funny or really interesting that happened this week. But I got a question this time. So, and this is something that, you know, only you can answer. And I actually meant to call you about this the other day. But what do you do when, and now this is not me, but I'm just speaking for everybody that's in this situation. What do you do when you want to slap the shit out of your manager, but you can't because you want to keep your job and you just got married and, you know, you don't want to go to jail and shit?
Well, what happened? First of all, I found out what happened. Because sometimes people get upset about their situation and they contribute to the issue. So first we got to find out what role you played in it so we can determine how you should respond to the incident.
This is not a me situation. This has nothing to do with me. I'm completely removed from this for the most part.
So what happened? We want to know what happened. We want to know what happened. We got to give them a little more information before they can give us some feedback. What happened?
All right. So, again, not me, but I'm just saying. What happens if you have a manager that micromanages so hard that they're actually making everything more difficult? And whenever, you know, they don't micromanage their time. You know, they just do everything they want to do, walk around, you know, and then whenever they're in the area, they just micromanage, nitpicking at everything. What is that?
Well, you know, I look at it like this. On the surface, what you see is their insecurity. That's kind of how I look at it. You know, when you work with people or you befriend them or any kind of relationship you have with them where they got this extra edge on them about something, you know, and I believe that that is their insecurity. So if they are lacking in a certain area of their life or in their performance, they generally want to come off, you know. And so I just think that is a lack of insecurity on, I think the person's insecure. And I think that because of that, that's why they come off being micromanaged, because they are so afraid. They don't have confidence in what they're doing. They don't have confidence in who they selected, their team, how they're managing. Because when you have confidence in what you're doing, you can lay back and be like, I got this. My people are going to perform. They're going to show up. We got this. So I think the fact that he micromanages and appears to be an ass is because of probably his insecurities within himself.
Now, you know what? I mean, I think you did pretty good. Because I'll be honest with you, I never, that thought never crossed my mind. I was just like, yo, motherfucker, I mean, this mofo is just mad at the world, and they just doing everything they can. I never took a look at the insecurity piece, for my friend, of course. So, but like, when I was explaining it, I was just like, oh, he mad. And, you know, he just, you know, needs some tail or whatever the case may be. When they described, you know, who the person was, I was like, oh, he ain't getting nothing. You know, he need, you know, some type of distraction, you know. And if he doesn't have that, he had a distraction, unfortunately. So now I have a better understanding, because it could just be, you know, his insecurity in whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, especially in his role, you know, which, you know, it kind of makes a little bit more sense. Like, have you ever had situations like that? But now, okay, here's the next question. How do you manage that? Because, like, I just watched Horrible Bosses, and I thought the movie was hilarious. But how do you manage that? So how do you manage a manager that is a micromanager?
Well, yeah, and thank you for that feedback. And that's said that they are afraid of the success in their same field of work. So that's why they may come off on you like that. So that's a good point. Thank you for that, Nevin. How do you manage that? How do you manage up? By, I read this book once that said that you can beat them to the punch. So if you have a micromanager that wants report, you know, and he may want reports because of his or her lack of ability or trust in you, that you should beat them to the point of where they ask for it. And you can either provide the report or provide the information. But I think if you can't address that emotional need or that emotional insecurity or that moment of panic, if you can address that right here, if you can tap into that, you may can cause them to just back down on you a little bit. It may not affect the rest of the team or the rest of the office, but you may have an opportunity to get them to back down on you a little bit, and then maybe they can just direct that energy somewhere else. But just trying to find out what it is they want from you and why they want it. Do they feel that they are lacking maybe with their superiors, they feel that they're not measuring up. And so they happen on their team or their subordinates or the people who they supervise because they feel that they're not measuring up. So if you could find a way to have a conversation with them or find a way to get the information about what their insecurities are, then maybe you can feed that, and then that, maybe that will change the behavior.
Now, I mean, I love that, but here that just breeds another question. Like, so I'm all for it, you know, and I like the idea of managing up. I like the idea of completely flipping a negative into a positive and making it work for you. But how do you get somebody to tell you their insecurities or idiosyncrasies? Like, how do you get them to do that? Like, how do you get them to give you all their weaknesses so that you could use it to your own, you know, management situation? So, how do I don't know how to do that. Like, you know, the regular person doesn't know how to do that. So for the person, he or she, that was talking to me, what do I tell them? What do I tell them and say, hey, listen, these are the steps that you need to take? So we already know the problem. The person is a micromanager. They come, make a bunch of waves, and then leave. And then they never, you know, they're gone for the rest of the day. And then when they come back, they make a bunch more waves and then leave, you know. So leave means whatever they're doing, not nowhere to be found, whatever they're doing, you know, sometimes meetings, most of the time lollygagging. We know that they're insecure, either in their ability or in themselves, all right? And then finally, we know that that they're unhappy in some way. So that insecurity and unhappy goes hand in hand. So now how do you get them to tell you how to, like, how do you fix that now?
Okay, so we know what the problem is. All right, you said the problem is that they are micromanaging, right? Micromanaging.
Right.
And I get to the cause. Find out the cause of the micromanaging. Find out the cause of that insecurity or whatever that issue is, so that you can attack the issue. It's almost like it's a wound. You know, you have a wound, you nurse the wound. I mean, it might get a little bit brown nose. I know sometimes I don't like to do that, but it may be worth it so that you can come out on top and get ahead. Especially when you get the your manager who's about to palm your hand. Power. That's power right here. And it may take a little work to do it. I think we have some feedback on the live, so I appreciate y'all chiming in and putting your input in there. So let me just share that because I think it's relevant. So I never said that disarm them, and hopefully they respond in kind to kindness from you or invite them into your daily workflow. I never forgot to add or invite them to the Coffee Talk Morning Show, right? Never just invite them on the show.
Tear their ass up on air. Now, I mean, of course, this particular person is completely anonymous, so I have no idea who this person might be. But to my friend that did tell me about this person, I invite you to come on the Coffee Talk with Soy, give us their contact information, and we can go ahead and have that conversation, and maybe we can find out what it is, even if it's not, air quotes, micromanaging, but just managing the team better. I did ask what were some of the things that he was asking for. They said that he's asking for daily reports on the number of calls you got, the number of calls you made, and what was the result of each call. What they said was that that process is taking too long. So they can't, you know, effectively make more calls because they're too busy updating, you know, and telling you, putting notes in about a call. So this is a sales organization, and if you work the numbers, you know, essentially the more calls you make, the more sales you get. And they're saying that they can't possibly make this many calls because he has them doing all these extra, you know, items per call. So that's where the problem lies. And so I said, well, is there any way to speed up the process? That was my advice. Is there any way to speed up the process? Like, can you effectively speed up the process and still do your job? And they were like, you know, no, not really, or they haven't figured it out yet. So I asked, and this was like an hour in, I asked what was the process. So now this might help or might not. The process is you make a call, whatever sales tracking system that they have, you update that. Then you have to write that call down, and then you have to log that call. So with all of those touches, I'm like, well, is there any way that you could do any of that at the same time, like update it while you're on the call? That'll shave some time after the call, right? So if you do everything during the call, then I'm listening.
You know what? Is whether it's a sales department or anything, sometimes when you are dealing with someone who's trying to give you a hard time, they're micromanaging, acting like a butthole or whatever it is, they do want to put on all these administrative tasks on you, which can interfere with your ability to balance, you know, just to balance out with time throughout the day. Now, I want people to kind of chime in and give your feedback is to, if you've ever had a situation where you've seen this personally or was affected by this personally in your professional environment where it was either you or someone else in your office that were just kind of being harassed and they're given a hard time and just being mandated to do all these administrative things or reporting aspects of your your daily workday that interferes with you really doing your job. So how do you address that? T, thanks for tuning in with us. Miss Busy T from DC Maryland already said communication is the best key. And she said sometimes you got to call them out on it. So if they're micromanaging, you got to have a come to Jesus moment, I guess, and call them out on it and tell them how you feel. But I'm going to tell you something. In the world of discrimination and in the world of putting harassment on notice, you have got to tell your manager that I am feeling harassed. You got to say it. A lot of times people want to file complaints and go to HR and then, you know, this happened to me, this happened. Have you ever told your manager, no, Well, you know, and you've got to use those words. You have to say, I feel that I am being harassed because. You have to use those words. You have to use those words. They help you along the way. It puts them on notice, and then that may get them to adjust, you know, how they're doing things. And then they'll say, well, why do you feel that way? I only asked you to do this because. And then y'all can get into some of the discussion and kind of reroute that. Kathleen joined in. She's been in the military and been working for the feds a long time. She may want to chime in on that. Yeah, we're talking about dealing with micromanagers. We're talking about addressing the problem when they want to put on a lot of tasks on you that requires you to be reporting or providing information. So it's really taking you away from actually performing your duties because you now have to report on what it is that you're doing. And now you don't have time to do it because you spend so much time reporting on it. So, yeah, chime in and follow up and give Brandon some feedback on that. He want to help one of his employees out. I appreciate that, brother. He always be looking out for folks.
Yo, that's how I do, baby. But now here's the thing. They better not be talking about me. They better not be talking about me, period. Just saying. You know who you are.
Well, you,
all right.
But you wouldn't micromanage, though. You wouldn't do that, right?
I'm going to be honest with you. So the only time that I would micromanage somebody is if they're brand spanking new and have absolutely no idea of what we do. I would sit with them. Let's see where they're at and coach them accordingly. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do. So I sit with them when they first come on the team. I see where they're at. I let them run free because now I need to create an assessment page. And so with that assessment, I need to know exactly where you are. Can you close the deal? Are you stumbling and fumbling? What are you stumbling and fumbling on? Do you build rapport well? If you build rapport well and everybody likes you that you talk to, I don't need to help you build rapport. You got that on your own. I don't want to take that. Works for you. Everybody has a different sales strategy. It works for you. I want you to do it. Now, what I will say is that if they can't close, if they can't lock down a deal, then that's what I'll sit there and help them on, and I'll make sure that they do that. Yo, you have to close the deal. And a lot of times, 8 times out of 10, statistically, people don't close the deal because they don't ask for the business. So that's what I would help them on if that was the situation. Also, it works in reverse. If you close the deal too early or attempt to close the deal too early, so you say, hey, Brandon, I need a car. All right, perfect. I have this brand new Dodge Dart. You know, why don't you take this and start trying to close the deal on a Dodge Dart? Whoa, hold up. I'm a Mercedes-Benz BMW kind of girl. That's what you would say. And now you don't trust this guy anymore. You know what I'm saying? So closing too early and not closing at all, that's something that I will work on. That's something that you have to micromanage because on every call that you don't do that, you're bleeding money, you know, for the team and for the individual. So in a micromanagement position, that's how I would and how I would. Now with daily reports and stuff like that, that's doing the most.
You don't have to micromanage at all, though, because here's the thing. Management is the ability to lay out a team, right? Management is the ability to lay out a plan for a person or a team. You don't have to manage people. We should manage processes, and we should manage output. You don't have to manage people. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, when you have work with a dog, you shouldn't have to manage that. You manage the workflow. You manage the process. You manage the output, right? So you got a new person.
Right.
They come in. You train them. Micromanaging is on them. But you may have a conversation with them. You're training them. And you find that, oh, they quick on their feet. They learn fast. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how we do it. And you let them go off and do it. And it's kind of, I guess, gauge how close you need to monitor, observe them. You may have some people that take it and run with it and come to you when they need help. You know, I'm a person who, I do not micromanage. I do not have the time or the patience. I believe in a process, and I try to put something in place where it's a balance and check. So, you know, we got a QC process that go on, so something don't go out with an error on it. We try to create a way so that there's a routine communication. Like, I think routine meetings work great, especially with new people, new employees. That's meet in the morning, talk about your work. Let's meet in the evening. Let's meet once a week. That kind of thing. So it keeps that line of communication open, like, you know, what Pete mentioned. So I think that you're going to drive yourself crazy trying to manage people day in and day out. And I think that the focus should be different.
So I'm going to have to actually agree with you on that. I'll see your management explanation, and I'll raise you a leadership explanation, right? So I see your management explanation. Managing is managing the process. You know what I'm saying? The systems, that's a management. And I'll also raise you a leadership position. If you're in a leadership position, you should not forego that leadership position to stay in a management position. I think that you should lead your people. And to lead your people have to respect you. Your people have to, in some way, like you, but mostly respect you. And your people have to trust you, okay? So if you're in a leadership position and your people don't trust you, you have to earn that trust. You can't just get that trust and just have that in that space. It doesn't work like that. So I think that some managers, even if they micromanage, they could be a good manager because all they can do is manage the system. But they can't lead people. And that's the problem. And I think that in our friend's situation, their problem may be that they have a manager that refuses to lead but only manages. You see what I'm saying?
And sometimes the manager manages to suppress people because they are can't handle your success, can't handle you rising above them, and you know, are inferior or intimidated by that. So sometimes they kind of got to pay attention, like, why are they on me like this? You know, and I'm telling you guys, 90% of the time, it is a reflection of them. It has nothing to do with you. And if you are an employee and you're having some concerns or challenges, go to your manager or your supervisor. Y'all hear I say manager or supervisor. I don't say boss. I'm so done with the word boss. No bosses. There's a boss and then there's a manager. I prefer to use the word manager. But if you're having some issues or challenges with your expectations or what's expected of you and your performance, you should be able to go to them, and it makes you look better when you go to them. I don't quite understand, can someone explain or, work with another employee to have them mentor you or, that kind of thing. Or if you want to do it undercover, go to lunch with somebody and talk about work. You've been here for a while. How do you like it? Where you found your child needs to be? That kind of thing where you can keep it under the table that you're having some difficulties and they won't have to know. But it's better that you raise it and bring it out before letting management do. Because they'll wait all year and say nothing about what you did wrong just one day, and soon as your performance come up, here they're going to talk about something that happened 6 months ago. You're like, what? we over that. You're like, what?
Right.
We over that.
Limit. Them is fighting words right there. Like, yo, what's with me 6 months ago? Them is fighting words right there. Like, that's the quickest way to start some stuff.
Right, you're sitting there trying to remember, like, what? Yeah, but that's what happened. So it shows you're prepared, yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
No. I need to hear that. What's going on? Because here's the thing. If you effectively manage, right, and I like what you were saying, Soy, about managing up. If you effectively manage up, you don't have to worry about how they manage down because they'll just leave you alone. Oh, this one got it. Soy, you know what? Don't even bother her. She got it. I'm not even worried. If I need something extra, I'll ask. I'm not even worried. And so here's the flip side. When you can effectively manage a micromanager situation respectfully, it makes you a better person, right? And not only makes you a better person, but it makes you a better manager, right? Because you know how to manage now effectively. I know that I don't want to do that, and I can get the same results because essentially you'll start coming up with better ideas by yourself. If I was a manager, I would do this. If I was a manager, I would do that. If I was a manager, I would do X, Y, and Z. Not do this, do that. Da, 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 da. You know, you don't have to do that anymore. So you effectively will understand how the management process works in reverse. All right? Now, understanding how the management, air quotes, process works in reverse will make you self-sufficient because you got to do everything by your damn self. You doing all of these reports and whatnot, that makes you self-sufficient. If you take on three more of those, can I do three more reports like this? Can I do that? Okay, that's good. Now, can you do the team's report? That's 10. So you could do all the team's reports within a half hour or 45 minutes or even an hour. That means that all of the time that it would take the individual to do, when you actually have to lead the team, that's already done in an hour. You can pull the report, send the report out to whomever needs it or for whatever analysis, and you're good. So it makes you a better person, and it makes you a better manager because you're now managing up and understanding the process again in reverse. Does that make sense, or did I lose some people?
Yeah. No, I think you get the people worked up because we got a lot of comments on the live. I think you're really, really getting them worked up. So for those of you who are listening in the rebroadcast, you may want to listen to the show as well as go to Facebook Live and get a full perspective of all the conversation and all the comments, because I think that if you're in trouble or in an uncomfortable situation, this could be really, really helpful. Let me share with you what Kermit Lachman has shared from Atlanta. He says, the city government in Atlanta right now, as the mayor, had the ex-mayor's team to resign and reapply for the position. The same needs to be done with the management in city government, not managing, discrimination against employees, and they failed to address the situation from being fired. Firing employees with poor management and employees fighting back with attorneys getting their jobs back with pay and time from poor management.
Well,
I have one of my on the air with us today. We could chime in on that. I mean, that's a heavy comment. It's so heavy that Nevin come on. Yes, indeed. Yeah, he comes out of it. But, yeah, that is heavy. And it's probably a way for her to protect herself by separating herself from the previous decision for her to feel like or to say, let me start a clean slate and let people reapply. But, you know, when it comes to government, oh, my God, we could be on this show all day talking about government issues because it's so many rules, federal rules, state rules, and then there are amendments to it. And then it's certain areas where, although it's the law, it's also the law that you have the ability to exercise certain provisions. So you may not have to follow what the Department of Transportation did, Department of Veterans Affairs or Department of Energy. Then sometimes there is some flexibility in that. But one of the things I want to say about discrimination, that if you don't get anything else from this show, do get this. A lot of people sometimes complain about feeling discriminated against. They just say race or sex. And they may contact the EEO office and file a complaint. Here's what I want to encourage you to look at, and this is not legal advice. This is just sharing with you what the law says. So the law says that if you are, let's put an office in place. So I manage an office that are all men, right? And I'm just a BIPP, right? And I'm mean, I'm nasty, and I have all men in the office, right? It's a few black men, a few white men, and then Jose in there as well, right? So I got an office of men, and I am mean and nasty and micromanaging them, right? And one of them files a complaint, right? And he files a complaint that she's treating in a certain way. The thing is, I'm treating all of you a certain way. I'm not discriminating against anyone. I'm just a bad manager. You know, so it may not be that it's an EEO issue, because how do you identify you being treated differently because of your race or your sex? Now, if you're a male in an office and everyone else is white and you're the black male, and I'm doing this to you, then it may be in a different claim that you say that she's doing this to me because I am a black male. But if all of you are being treated the same way, it's hard to demonstrate that it's discrimination when everyone is being treated the same way. So people think about that if they file a complaint. There are other ways to address office issues. There are alternative disputes you can also file, but it's not always an EEO issue. And I just kind of want to share that because sometimes people get disappointed. And you may be treated unfairly, but it's not something that EEO will protect unless you can identify that you're being treated because of your race, your sex, religion, physical disability, and all those other things. So just food for thought.
Absolutely. And you know what? With that being said, that's the absolute best advice that you could give anybody. And I'll tell you what, on next week's show, we'll have something even better to discuss. But that right there, you guys have to do what you have to do to, excuse me, you have to do what you have to do to manage up. When you're discriminating, make sure you know what you're talking about. You know, don't just go off and waving that discrimination flag around and talking about that hostile environment flag. Know what you're talking about. Listen to what Soy just said. Soy works in the legal industry. She knows what she's talking about. I mean, I'm just saying. Now, I mean, here's the thing. You know, everybody that called in, we love you, but we got to go. That's just what we do at this time, at this point. We got to go. Now, what I want you to do is say that again, Soy.
I'm glad that you. I'm surprised you let me go that long. I left up a fact. Oh, he let me go that long. He cut me off. He's the
timekeeper. You know what?
It's
because it's you. It's because it's you. If it was anybody else, they asses would have been cut off. But I mean, it's you. You know, you my girl. I can't help it.
I give him some authority. I let him. He holds the clock. That's the role he plays. He let us know when it's time to go. So when the man said we gotta go. We
got to
go.
So here's what I want to do. I want to let Soy pay these bills, and then we're going to go ahead and get out of here. We'll see y'all on Facebook Live.
All right, here we go.
Here's what I want
to do. I want to let Soy pay these bills, and
Have you heard? Sponsorships are requested. Coffee Talk with Soy is looking for dynamic entrepreneurs like yourself. If you're motivated, energetic with a message or product, consider advertising with us. It's a win-win. For more information on those advertising and sponsorship packages, visit the website Coffee Talk with Soy or call me at 515-I-GOT-SOY. And again, that's 515-I-GOT-SOY.
You and get you out there. Even if you have something you need to talk about, send us an email or contact us on the website and reach out to us, and we will definitely connect with you. We enjoy having this platform of bringing forth information and topics to help you improve your quality of life. Now, our show today focused on boss versus manager and rising up to leadership. So I hope you get something from that as you look for your ways of opportunities of improving yourself. But I want y'all to join us on Facebook Live. I want y'all to hear what I got to say about the chicken and the eagle. So join us on Facebook Live. We're gonna
the chicken and the eagle?
Chicken and the eagle, coming up. So we're going to shut down the show. We'll see you on the side. You ready?
So I don't lost my mind.
Just love this show. Coffee Talk with Soy, that is your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. I'd like to thank the listeners and the guests for joining me in the cafe today. What a wonderful time we had. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Don't forget to download the app Coffee Talk with Soy from your app store. It's available on iTunes and Google Play. Stay connected, folks, by visiting the website, coffeetalkwithsoy.com, as well as looking for us under your social media sites. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the name Coffee Talk with Soy. Remember, the size of the problem is never the issue. Remember, it's the size of you. Be great because you are awesome. Tell them Soy said so. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
All right, so here we go. On the live. We had a great show. I mean, that was real talk right there. Because to be quite honest, we deal with real issues in our place of employment, and we got work. I mean, I'm real passionate about that. I think that's what led me to be in the legal area. I wish I could do this all day and all night, but my 9-to-5 thing is being a paralegal and being an EEO investigator. That has been my career path. So I enjoy talking about employment issues and coming up with ways to resolve issues in the workforce. That's one of my favorite things to do.